You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about money. During this time of the corona pandemic, it can be one of the most important topics. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, there are so many people with money difficulties today. How can we help?
You know, there's lots of ways, and we've worked with so many people over the years around money. People come to us, and frankly, they expect some sort of magic voodoo or
miracle,
okay. Or energy, super duper, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we can be of help, and we have been of huge help to a lot of people.
Yes.
So here are our takeaways, so you kind of get clear.
Okay.
First of all, problems and challenges around money have to do with emotions. It's inside of you. It's not outside of you.
Hmm.
You know, most people come to us and say, well, I need a better budget, or I need to make more money, or I need to win the lottery, or I need to get this job that pays twice as much as the one I have. And they think that.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with those questions?
They're programming questions.
Oh.
They're not looking at what the root cause is. They're looking at just the effect, but mm-hmm. not what's happening on the inside. And it's what's happening on the inside that creates the problems and creates the opportunity, both.
Okay.
So, you know, right energy attracts, wrong energy repels, but it's not good and bad. It's never black and white that way. Mm. Self-knowledge is the key. So when I say right energy, it makes it sound like it's one thing, but it's a kind of a collection of energies in terms of something that's unique to you, and it's about your wisdom, your ability to have relationships, your the way you present yourself in the world, your intuition. All those things come into play, and those all come from your essence, not programming.
Okay.
Here's the other big one. Oh, my gosh. We've got four here, but here's the second one. Money does not follow natural laws.
Mm.
It's more like a game. And most people misunderstand this concept. You know, if we were in the rainforest and Patricia was wearing one of those Tarzan sarongs like Jane used to wear, you know, in other words, there was no money, but it was just interactions with other people and getting food and sustenance.
Does that mean I'm really cool? Is that it? What?
Getting food and sustenance from the natural world.
Okay.
It would be a much different dynamic.
Yes.
But today, we see that money has been co-opted, and it's now become a game. Mm-hmm. So that the best of us, the people with the best energy, don't necessarily have the most money. And the people that have... what a lot of people misunderstand is good karma doesn't really attract money. Right. It's a game. Mm-hmm. It's more like your ability to play Monopoly or some other game and how you do your tactics. Now, if you have a small business, and we're going to do some shows on business very shortly, but one of the things that we would say is that you might want to have authentic relationships within your business. But understand that when you go out in the world to get customers, clients, and compete in the marketplace, it becomes more of a game.
Okay.
So here's the third one. programming, which is the way we are taught today, which is just do it. Don't worry about how you feel about it. Just do it. Makes people dumb about money. It removes what's known as common sense.
Okay.
You know, we're programmed to need experts and outside influences. If I have a money problem, I need to go to a money expert, you know, and teach us about money. But most of it is just common sense. And if you are using the ecosystem approach, your natural ability to have common sense, as well as intuition, as well as wisdom, and to see the world the way it is, as opposed to the way you'd like it to be, becomes heightened.
Okay. Well, okay, go ahead.
You know, the main issue around budgeting is don't spend more than you have. It's kind of like my teenage daughter used to say, duh. It's not that hard. Well, and then find ways to track how much you have and how much you spend. The problems are usually not about those things. They're problems about emotions.
Right. Such as guilt and shame and judgments, things
using
like that.
Using money to build your ego, using money to present yourself to the world in a way that isn't true.
Okay.
You know, here's the last one.
Okay.
Parents have done a really poor job teaching about life and money and power. Life, money, power. It's all kind of the same. They spend on their kids to overcome their own guilt and shame about themselves. Mm-hmm. They don't want their kids to have guilt and shame if they have guilt and shame. They want to insulate them from disappointment and hardship so there's no learning.
Right.
And then they grow up and all of a sudden they don't know how to deal with money.
Okay.
You know, Patricia, you have a good story about your sisters.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about four. There's four of us and the bottom.
Your sisters and money.
Yes, there's four of us. And there's actually more sisters, but I'm choosing the four of us. And two of us had the same father, and then the other two had the same father. And a different father, excuse me, a different father. And one of the fathers, he made a lot of money, and he managed to, you know, do things, but he always basically had money, but he wasn't very good with it, really.
There was no training there at all.
None whatsoever. And that was my father, but my stepfather, my other two sisters, he was amazing with money. And he basically taught me to have an understanding about money. But unfortunately, and I love this man. I know I've talked about it. I love this man. And his process to explain and help all of us understand money was...
His logic.
Oh, well, his no, logic his of- emotions connected to the money.
I don't know what point you're making.
I'm going to make the point of that he taught... My real sister, I hate saying it that way because that's not how I feel about him, but he taught my sister and I that money was something that you worked for and you didn't overspend and you saved what you could and that sort of thing. It was very logical. You're absolutely right about that. But my other two sisters, they were my stepfather's daughters. And he taught them that whatever they did with money was wrong, didn't make any difference. He taught them that that his way was the only way to look at it, and that if you didn't look at it that way and follow his rules, that you were just gonna do you weren't gonna have anything that you wanted, and you that meant that you were basically stupid. And the bottom line is that he was right about certain things, but his delivery sucked.
His energy around the money really created a barrier for them to understand.
And
his logic was good.
It was because to this day, I understand, don't overspend. Don't spend more than you have. I get it. So does my one other sister. We both get it. But the bottom line is the other two, they struggle today because they wanted to tell him to jump in the lake, so to speak. They wanted to tell him, but they didn't, of course, out of respect. But to this day, and by the way, he's been gone almost 20 years. To this day, they still are using money as a weapon against him.
So in other words, their emotions,
yes,
and their relationship with him is now being implemented
every single day when it comes to money.
When it comes to money, and it's compulsive, you know.
It is.
It's to, you know. I'm sure there's other issues around money too, but this is the primary one that.
Exactly.
It's not about creating a budget. It's not about having more money.
Right.
It's about how they feel about their dad and how that's being acted out.
Exactly. Well,
with their spending and how they deal with money.
Exactly. And how they feel about themselves regarding the money. Jason was talking earlier about how it's the inside stuff. Well, both of them have this guilt and shame around money to the point of it's really affecting them. And right now, of course, since the pandemic has happened, it's gotten even worse.
So when you have these emotions, you have emotions and compulsions around money, mm-hmm. whether it's to spend, whether it's to save too much,
exactly.
and whether it's to feel better about yourself when you spend, all those things are emotional.
Right.
And looking at the budget doesn't work, but looking at the underlying cause and clearing it does.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Your money situation has everything to do with your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Money and its allocation does not follow natural laws. It's more like a game.
Mm-hmm.
And programming has removed common sense about money.
Okay.
The ecosystem approach helps you uncover your natural common sense about money.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the most important lesson you need for money, about money. No, it's not what you think. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
This This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about the most important lesson you need about money. It's not what you think. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. What is the most important lesson you need to learn about money, Jason? Is it budgeting, understanding the stock market? How about a retirement plan?
No, it's none of those things.
Okay.
It's about how to use your essence in the best way. Mm-hmm. Most people have been trained to act like a machine and program themselves to function in the world. Programming denies essence. Mm. So when people have challenges, they keep trying to program themselves. And at some point, it doesn't work and they start to break down.
Okay. So what about the person who just lost their job and never would have expected this pandemic to happen?
You know, people, you know, I hear people saying already in my ear, I never expected this to happen. And, you know, how do you program yourself for this? How do you plan for this? Well, there is no plan. This is one of those things where you just have to gather your own resources. Well, if you've been programming yourself all your life, you don't have those resources.
Or those resources are pretty scarce.
Yes. And okay. We don't want to be Pollyannish. We don't want to say, you just do this and everything will be okay. But we're saying this is a difficult situation.
Okay.
You know, no one expected this. The whole world is having economic problems.
Right.
So, so how do you get out of it? How do you personally, if you're listening right now, how do you personally help yourself?
Okay.
And your ecosystem is at the center of your essence, is infinitely creative and able to overcome adversity and difficulty. But if you've been programming yourself all your life, you're going to say, well, I have to look for another program to tell me what to do. And I guarantee to you that each situation is unique, and that one person's program may not help you for your particular situation.
Okay.
But your essence creates the perfect combination for you of creativity, developing relationships, motivation, which is huge, wisdom, and here's the other one, sustainability, because it's not going to be easy. You can't do 1, 2, 3 and expect to have your money problems go away.
Well, okay, let me make sure I have this right. You're saying that when you use the ecosystem approach and you connect with your essence, what you're saying is that your essence innately knows what to do.
Yes.
And it knows what to tell you to do.
For you.
Okay.
That's what's so exciting. That's what's so profound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it unemployment? Is it hustling to make some more money someplace else where other people aren't making it? All those things take creativity. It's not just one thing. Mm-hmm. Programming just is best when it does one thing at a time, but it breaks down after a while and it's not sustainable.
Okay.
Where your essence, there's a constant source of motivation. When you're in alignment with your essence, relationships, creativity, wisdom, sustainability, all those things, it comes naturally to your essence.
Okay.
You know, here's a story, and I realize it's not really about money, but it's a show that Patricia and I have seen from time to time. We don't watch it very often. It's hard to watch day after day after day, but it's called Naked and Afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And just for those of you that haven't seen it, it's they send people out in the wilderness where there's literally nothing around for miles.
Mm-hmm.
They're naked, so they have to take off their clothes, and they get one tool each. They get to pick one tool each, and they take it in there. And a lot of these people are, you know, they have a...
Don't ask for the gun because they won't give you the bullets.
Yeah. They won't, it's not, they don't give you guns, that sort of thing. But, you know, a lot of the people that are attracted to this are survivalists and people that have learned certain skills of survival.
Right.
In a natural environment like this.
Mm-hmm.
But what we see all the time, and this is what's fascinating to us, is that there'll be some sort of hard charging willpowered, self-controlled type person who wants to take charge and
run the show
and make it work.
Okay.
And it never works. Mm-hmm. It's those guys who are highly programmed that don't work. It's the people that kind of work that are a little more relaxed, work by their wits, use their intuition, and work together.
Yeah.
That really start to happen. And a lot of times they have quote unquote bad luck. It rains when it shouldn't, it rains when they need it the least. They can't find food when they need it the most. Mm-hmm. They can't find water or shelter when they need it the most. It really stresses you to figure this out. But the whole point of this example is that this programming approach doesn't work, and it won't work for money. Now, we said earlier that money is more like a game, which it is, but for you to go into the game, it requires these natural things from your essence first.
Okay, can you just give us an example, Jason?
Well, if your business is about to go under because, let's say you have a restaurant.
Okay.
You have to figure something out. You have to deal with your employees. You have to have heart dealing with your employees. You might have to ask for favors. You might have to ask for favors from suppliers. That requires an authenticity.
And that authenticity comes from where?
Your essence.
Right.
When you're competing with the guy down the street, it's more of a game.
Ah,
and who can have the best offering? Who can have the best product for the least amount of cost?
Well, that's business.
That's business. That's the game of business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but out in the middle of nowhere, there's not a lot of business going on except the business of survival.
Well, if you have a business like that, and all of a sudden you don't have any customers and you get depressed, I don't care how you program yourself, it's not going to help.
Right.
If you get hopeless, I don't care how much you program yourself, it's not going to help. Mm-hmm. And those things can be cleared, and your essence has a source of motivation that is infinite. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be motivated when you're coming from essence. When you're programming yourself like a machine, you have to motivate yourself all the time, which is a form of, when they say motivate yourself, what they're saying is forcing yourself.
Ah, okay.
So let me contrast programming and essence.
Okay.
With programming, there's no common sense. You need a formula. You need a process to do everything.
Okay. You need to be told what to do.
Exactly. Okay. And you need an expert to come and tell you.
Okay.
When things change drastically, people become lost. It's not sustainable. It's vulnerable to stress. Mm-hmm. It focuses on willpower and self-discipline because it is so contrary to human nature.
Okay.
Essence has a source of wisdom and common sense that's connected to all of the natural world.
Oh.
And it has an intelligence just like animals and plants have and living things.
Okay.
This may seem like it's off the subject, but Patricia's just putting in our garden for this year. And I'm amazed at how much energy there is for plants to grow. You can just feel it. There's
one
life
of the reasons
force.
I love it.
There's a life force. When you put a seed in the ground, all of a sudden there's a plant. A couple months later, it's amazing. And it doesn't need to be motivated. It doesn't need willpower.
No, but it needs the same things we do. It needs water and it needs the correct environment to grow in.
It needs life-sustaining energy.
That's exactly right.
And that's what comes from your essence, but doesn't come from programming.
Okay.
So, using your essence and energy techniques can seem like magic when you first start to use them because it's so uncommon today.
Right.
We have an example.
Okay.
It was one of your clients.
Yes.
I remember this because I helped on this, but she had a business and she would come to us and say, I have a pricing problem. I don't know how to price my services. Mm. And we actually got someone to help her, and he gave her all sorts of suggestions,
yes,
but she wasn't able to implement them.
And so we went back to the drawing board, so to speak.
We realized that she didn't have really a pricing problem. In other words, she didn't have a money problem.
It was
a confidence problem.
That's right.
It was an energy problem. It had to do with her essence. It didn't have to do with something outside of her.
Right.
And once we fixed, once we helped it, we didn't fix it. Well, we helped her,
right,
uncover it. She did really well. She's still with us and doing really well.
Exactly. In fact, she's doing very well, which is great. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Solution to money problems for you are inside yourself. Programming solutions often do not work, and if they do, they are not sustainable.
Okay.
That's when you force yourself. The most important tools to work with all your money issues are from your essence. And the ecosystem approach is the way to connect with essence and the energy, and that can seem like magic when you first start to do it.
Right, right. Although I have to admit, sometimes it feels like magic every single day when we do clearing. I admit it, but it's so amazing. So with that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how your personality is the biggest block to money and overcoming money challenges. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know you already have everything you need to live a vibrant and powerful life? Who you are and how extraordinary your life is affected more by your mindset than anything else. Tune in live each week to Vibrant Powerful Moms, Mondays, 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern, to join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests to help you create an extraordinary life. For more information, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.
The vibration of change. That magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And we're going to talk about how your personality is the biggest block to money and overcoming money challenges. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. I can't wait to hear this one, everyone. Jason, explain how your personality gets in the way of money.
You know, all the years that we've worked with people with money, we've seen this over and over and over again. And the reason we've been so effective is not because we're quote unquote experts about money, budgeting and retirement and stock market and those types of things, but because we're experts about who you are and the energies that get in your way.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
So, you know, most experts say money problems are from the lack of budgeting or making bad money decisions or spending too much. But the reason behind all of those things are emotions and your personality.
Okay.
You know, for example, a big one, the compulsion to spend too much when you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. You know, that compulsion, when you break it down, is an emotion. Do you spend so you can look good in the world, so you can overcome feelings of shame and unworthiness? Do you spend to make yourself feel good because you're always depressed? Do you spend so that it's some sort of compulsion that you're completely unaware of, but it still feels good when you do it? You know, all those things are emotions.
Well, I have another one. Do you spend or not spend because you use that as a distraction from the emotions of either not having money or not knowing how to deal with money?
Or boredom.
There you go.
You know,
there you go.
Or neediness, mm-hmm. You know, because you want to have a way to interact with people, and that's the only way you know how to do it.
Exactly.
You know, it's all these things. It's never about the money itself. It's about the underlying issues, you know. And one of the things that we've seen, money gets in the way of couples all the time.
In fact, we see that as one of the biggest problems, or wait a minute, I'm going to say it this way. We see that as being one of the biggest catalysts for people to use to argue, fight, and have not great stuff between couples.
Well, and a lot of times it's a form of trying to have the power.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's one person trying to look good, the other person wants security. Mm-hmm. You know, they're at odds. But they never talk about those feelings. What they talk about is, well, you spent on this and you shouldn't have, or how come, you know, you spent on this
and that gives me the right to be angry at you.
You know, people never talk about what's really the problem, which is part of the problem when they have problems with relationships.
Okay. And problems with money.
You know, Patricia, you had a story about your relationship with partners and how that kept you from money.
First off, I've always been able to make money. I'm more than willing to go to work at any time. I'm actually, you know, very capable. I use my creativity oftentimes to do that. One of the things that I've seen in past relationships until I met Jason was that all of my, I always have also had the ability to save money. If I have $10 in my pocket and I need to spend money, I'll spend $7 or I'll spend $5 and keep the rest. That's the way I've always done it. And I've always, you know, used banks but what I found is that my partners somehow, some way, I'd either give them access to my account or I'd give them access to cash that I had, you know, hidden somewhere. And for lack of a better way to say it, small amount of time, large amount of time would go by and I'd go to get money that I had earned, I had made, and it would be gone. Like a dollar would be left or, you know, and a note saying, thanks, things like that. Well, I have to tell you something. It happened over and over and over again. And so one of the first things I did when I started working with Jason was we started clearing money issues for me. Wasn't that I couldn't make it. It was that I got taken advantage of.
And it really wasn't money issues. It was relationship issues.
Exactly. And where does that come from, Jason?
It's attached to your essence.
That's right.
And those are negative emotions that can be cleared.
Mm-hmm.
The compulsions that we talk about, whether it's to gamble, to spend, to save. Mm-hmm. You know, we've known people who save way too much to the point where they make everyone around them miserable.
Because they pinch those pennies so much and it's a compulsion. Pennies are screaming. Yes,
and it's unnecessary. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. but they all go back to your emotions. And those things can be sorted out. They can be cleared with the ecosystem approach.
Well, and you know, Jason, here's the bottom line. Let me bottom line it that I understand it. All money issues relate to behaviors, emotions, and compulsions. And guess what? All of them can be cleared.
That's the biggest takeaway for today.
It is.
If you understand that constant clearing also always helps improve your money situation.
Well, wait a minute. Let's back this up, because this just popped in, so to speak. In other words, if I'm struggling with money and but I'm clearing anger, or I'm clearing judgment, that's going to help my money issues?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the problem becomes is that you owe rent in 2 days,
okay,
or your mortgage in 2 days,
mm-hmm,
and you clear and clear and clear for 2 days and say, oh, this doesn't work. Well, if you keep clearing, you know, maybe the money doesn't show up for the mortgage. Maybe there's no way the money could show up for the mortgage in 2 days.
Right.
But maybe as you clear, you say, well, maybe I need to talk to the mortgage company, or maybe I need to talk to my landlord, who I think is a jerk, right? And I never want to talk to him. But maybe now I have the courage to do that and
right,
see if I can work something out.
Right.
You know, maybe I can get an advance, go find a job where I can get an advance on my pay. You know, all sorts of possibilities come forward.
Right, because when you're clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, what happens is that you change the energy, and therefore you change the outcome.
Most problems with the people that we've worked with, when they say, "Oh, this doesn't work, the clearing doesn't work," is because they try and use a programming approach to clearing, mm-hmm, which is a programming approach is three easy steps or a recipe. Or do this, 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 and you'll get this.
Okay.
And when you try to implement that with clearing, it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
But as you start to clear, things start to happen,
mm-hmm,
in ways that you may not have expected. So maybe you're clearing because you know your mortgage is due at the end of the week. You clear that, and you clear that, and clear it. It's still due, and there's no money in sight. But maybe there's some solutions that start to come forward. Maybe there's some possibilities that you think of. Well, maybe if I do this.
Well, you know, and one of the things, you know, say your mortgage is due at the end of the week. We'll just go with hypothetically. Your mortgage is due at the end of the week and you're clearing. Believe it or not, you could come up with an idea of how you could make some money, or maybe where you could borrow money. Not that I recommend that, but I'm saying maybe that's what you need right now. But if you keep on clearing, then you'll figure out not only how to make more money in one way or another, but also how to pay that money back that you borrowed.
People, this is difficult times.
It is,
and it
very
requires really a lot of creativity that, mm-hmm, most people don't have, because
they've been programmed.
Right. I heard someone on a call-in show about the coronavirus say, how do I talk to my children because I don't have any money for food? Well, oh my gosh, Don't you talk to your children now?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you talk to your children now about problems, you know, about your life, your situation? And a lot of people, because they're so programmed, they're just going through the motions.
Right.
And they don't have the relationship developed to talk to their kids
about
a difficult.
And they wonder why.
And but then they're asking for a solution that's a 1, 2, 3. That's a recipe.
Exactly.
And
it just doesn't work
yes,
that way. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The root of all money problems come from personality and emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Clearing is the best way to overcome difficult emotions and personality traps.
Okay.
Negative money compulsions can be cleared, which is the best way to overcome them.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to overcome money challenges by helping you work with your own essence and creating unique solutions for you.
I love it. So, Jason,
we're going to do some clearing in the next segment.
Yes.
So this is how you do it.
Okay.
You can sit, stand on your head, lay
down.
I really don't
recommend standing on your head,
you
but that's
lay,
okay.
Give lay you down. It doesn't matter. Your posture is not important here.
Okay.
Use your imagination. Mm-hmm. And when we say together, when we take a stated emotion and say, and to eliminate. So imagine that stated emotion. It could be an emotion like anger or fear. It could be veils and illusions. Could be barriers, whatever it is. Gather that up from the tips of your toes. Blow it into a trash can. If there's no trash can nearby, use your imagination and create one.
Okay.
On our website, if you go to our website, you can download a picture of our processor, which is what we use to process negative emotions.
Okay. And then after that, what we do is we activate life force energy. It is the most powerful knowing energy that anyone has access to. And what we do is we call upon it. We call upon it to come in through the top of our head. I see it kind of like a cone up there and let it just come right in. And then it goes, ask it to go all the way down your torso and your arms, and then all the way to the tips of your toes. Stop it at the tips of your toes, turn it around, and blow out any negative energy that is left over. Because as we know, if you look at, if you understand reality at all, you know that there's negative energy everywhere. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you start to clear money issues. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to help you start to clear some of those money issues you've got going on. So, Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my compulsions around money that are bad for me. So gather up those veils and illusions, blow them into that trash can.
Or that processor. Go to our website, look at that processor. And to eliminate my anger and fear and victim energy I have around money that does not serve me. Take a breath from the tips of your toes. Blow it out.
The veils and illusions so I can see that I can clear my emotions and my compulsions about money. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. Gather up those veils and illusions. Load into that trash can.
And to eliminate my fears, worries, and anxieties about money that I have right now and in the future. And why not? And from my past. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate feeling powerless and helpless about money, when clearing can help me remove those blocks and create some solutions. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that money issues come from negative emotions and compulsions, which are also negative emotions. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers to my creativity, positive relationships, and wisdom so I can solve my money issues. Take a breath. Gather up those barriers. Blow them into the trash can.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that my essence can help me take care of my money problems. And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from believing that. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate feeling trapped and hopeless about money problems. Mm-hmm. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resentment I have about the money situation I'm in that seems way beyond my control. Take a breath from the tips of your toes. Blow it out.
And to eliminate any anger about the government, politicians, or anyone else that I blame for my money issues.
Including my parents. Take a breath. You know, let's do a little bit bigger one on that. And to eliminate all of the resentment and anger and negative energies I have because I want to blame others for my money issues when the truth is my money issues and the money issues around me start with me. And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from clearing those issues, clearing that negative energy so I can take care of my money issues. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my the false belief that I'm not responsible at all, because who could have saw the pandemic was coming,
right?
Which is true, but it's and to eliminate the barriers so I can take responsibility and solve my money problems as opposed to look at someone else, which makes me a victim.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from my creativity so I can connect with my essence and find multiple solutions for my money issues. Take a breath. And this one is huge, Jason. That last one there on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So, and to eliminate the barriers so I can see I don't have to be afraid about money. I just need to clear myself on a regular basis. What would that be? Constantly, consistently, and specifically. Take a breath.
Let's activate some life force.
Well, can we do just a little bit of money stuff for the world?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
And so when we clear the world, just imagine in your mind's eye a big globe. And we use it like a big hand goes around the globe, takes all that negative energy. And at the end, it pushes it into a big dumpster.
Yes.
We'll take care of the dumpster. Don't worry about that. So here we go.
Okay.
And to eliminate for the world the fear and terror about COVID-19 and being powerless to it. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the fear, terror, and panic I have about COVID-19 connected to my money issues. My money issues that were actually there before COVID-19, whether I realized it or not. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all the the fighting and the warring and the distrust that keeps us from coming together to find a solution for this pandemic. Take a breath. And to eliminate for everyone in the world, the need to blame, need to find fault, need to find a scapegoat to blame for this when we need to work together to
exactly to
solve it. Take a breath.
Hand around the world. Throw it in that dumpster. And I have one more. And to eliminate the anger and hate and bitterness that I have because this pandemic has affected every aspect of my life. I release and let go, or even one aspect of my life. I release and let go all of this anger, hate, and bitterness. It does not serve me. Take a breath and blow it out. You ready to activate life force, Jason? Mm-hmm. Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can have hope and power that my money issues can be solved. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust that my essence can guide me to overcome my money issues and help me clear what I need to clear. Take a breath.
And to eliminate. And to activate life force so I can have the determination to keep clearing to improve my money issues and all of my other issues. Take a breath. Let that go in through the top of your head, all the way to the tips of your toes. Blow out any negative energies left over. And one last one here. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and love myself and love others. See what money issues are standing in my way. And so I can be peaceful and joyful and have laughter now and in the future, not only for myself, but for the guy next to me or for anyone and everyone around the world. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Pull in that life force energy. Let it go all the way to the tips of our toes. Blow out any negative energies left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Happiness.
Huh?
Now, this is not Pollyannish on our part.
Okay.
You know, people are quarantined. They've got COVID-19 is going around the world. There are people that are being infected. There are people that are dying. People have no money, no job.
And people are watching it.
Right. And so you say, think to yourself, how can I be happy with all that?
Right.
Well, happiness is not conditional upon what's going on around you. Yeah. And we're going to talk about that. There's so many misconceptions about happiness. Truly, happiness is an energy. And what do? Energy work. So we know how to create that for you. And it's possible to have a huge challenge, a mountain of crapola on your shoulders, and still feel happy. And we'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
Be sure to tune in. Yeah.
That's going to be very, very, very interesting. So, Jason, how can I get more information and real support from the ecosystem approach?
We've set it up so that you can get a lot of support and start to activate your ecosystem and connect with your essence right away.
Okay.
It's free. All you have to do is go to our website and sign up for our free subscription service. That includes our newsletter. And in our newsletter every week, we give you clearings as well as some of the backstory to the show that we just did.
Okay.
You get there by going to our website at theecosystemapproach.org, O-R-G, and sign up for our free subscription service, and you'll get access to huge amounts of content. You'll get access to the processor, so you can print that out and see what it looks like. You'll get access to all sorts of articles and interests. And of course, you can always go to that website and find past shows and things like that. And as well as it'll automatically sign you up for our newsletter. And every week on our newsletter, we have clearings that are part of that newsletter.
And that is so cool.
People tell us that they put it on their phone. They use the clearings over and over again till the next week, the next show. It's really helpful.
Okay. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to The Ecosystem Approach with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.